Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance. Tonight's host is Kat Bayless. And joining Kat will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Janora McDuffie, Tamara Bird, and DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest So You Think You Can Dance news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, Kat Bayless!
Hello, y'all! Hey, welcome to So You Think You Can Dance After Buzz. This is Season 8, Episode 6, and how many are eliminated tonight, y'all?
Four.
Quattro, because you know what? Last week, they didn't eliminate four.
They didn't eliminate anybody last week.
Nobody. What an episode. Oh, my God. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
By the way, we're all over here, like, weeping because we were totally wrong in our predictions tonight while we were
watching the show.
Completely. But before we get into the show, I want to say that we have our man back, Ashanti Mose.
Yay! Hello, hello, hello.
We're happy to be back.
Yes.
We missed you last week. We really did.
It's not the same, baby doll.
It's hard to, like, get into the results show.
I know, to
come in and make comment on the results, I'd rather come in and comment on the dance and then.
Yeah.
Okay, but I have to say one thing though, baby, because I mean, we did get to see their solos tonight, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I agree. That was interesting too, because it was a surprise for the four that got had to perform solo, or the six that had to perform solo.
Right,
so
right.
It was really interesting to get to see all that.
You know, it's so hard this season because everyone's so good.
So good. The bar has been set, like, extremely high.
Yeah, and the versatility of these dancers is unreal. But guys, before we get into our show, I do want to remind you that Maria's book is still out, The Every Girl's Guide to Life, and it is still hopping, probably still one of the...
It's still on the New York Times.
New York Times bestseller list.
Yep.
I mean, it is your guide to everything. Working out, eating right, organization... What else, Ashanti?
Maintenance, body, hair, makeup, all the maintenance that needs
she's
to go on in a woman.
She's the woman.
Yeah.
And she's actually in Greece right now.
Dating. For the Special Olympics.
Olympics. Yeah. Oh, I was like, what is she
not
doing?
Not dating. I was commenting on the book.
We love you, Maria. And also, this is still out at stores, Self Magazine with our gorgeous girl in a yellow dress. Yeah. Which, by the way, Tammy has these earrings last week.
I do. I have those exact earrings on last week.
And one more thing to plug. I don't have the magazine here with me, but I picked it up a couple of days ago. The 944 magazine also features Maria Menounos in the article, and she mentions our own DJ Jesse Janity as her favorite DJ. And Michelle Macedo as her favorite up-and-coming artist.
Indie artist, singer.
So, yeah. Just 944, pick that up, you guys, if you get a chance.
There are things happening.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
We should get Michelle on this little show, even though she's just a singer. I always try to make her dance when we did Idol. Like,
but I'm not a dancer. I'm a fan.
But your sister is a dancer.
Yeah.
So I consider you a dancer.
Okay.
Okay.
By proxy and blood.
You know the choreographers. You know the style.
I do.
You know how to talk about
this
it.
That's true.
I'm giving you love, Tam
Tam. Okay, thank you. No, I just don't want to, I don't want anybody to think I'm a dancer, because if you challenge me on that, you will be sorry.
Right.
Dance I can off. Chair dance, and that's about
work,
it, right?
Work, yeah, work. There you go.
So can we talk about yesterday's
Let's
show?
Do
yeah.
It.
Yeah. We're going
to start it off, Tammy. I think
yeah, I do. I mean we can just go straight down the line,
yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah.
So Ryan and Ricky were up first, and we're going to kind of go through this really, sort of fast yeah. and sort of laser. But you and I disagreed on our ultimate sort of
right,
take on the thing.
Right. Well, you go first okay. because I kind of have a reason why I came to the conclusion I came to.
And in a way, we agree. So
yes.
I thought it was gorgeous. I thought it was sexy. I thought it was beautiful. But the thing was, it was supposed to be all about sex. It was supposed to all be about, you know, this couple coming together. Mm-hmm. And Ricky played it to Ryan, and Ryan played it to the camera.
Right.
And
right.
so the connection was just not
it's
there,
off.
I thought. Did you see? You saw
yeah,
this?
Yes, yeah. I did. But like the thing is about Ryan, and we're going to say this throughout the season, because she just got, you know, hello, kept. But Ryan is a solo performer. She
yes.
shines as a loner. You know what I'm saying?
It's true. Mm-hmm.
I can't take my eyes off of her when
That's
they do
true.
The group performances. So, yes, of course she's going to be doing it to the camera. She wants to win this sucker.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If you have no connection with your partner on stage, you're going to be in the bottom.
That's right.
It's true. And I think the one thing, well, first off, they performed to Addicted to Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a jazz piece by Mandy Moore. The one thing that, or the one issue that I have with Ryan is she always has the Cheshire grin mm-hmm. on her face, and mm-hmm. it could be a nervous thing, it could be anything, but the dance required a lot of sensuality and sexiness and a lot of allure between the two of them,
uh-huh.
and the mugging for the
and
camera
just
kind of takes you out of the mood that you were supposed to be setting for the dance, and
right.
that was my one fault with the dance.
And
I didn't really
agree,
have a problem
with
it, but
that.
It was just that smile that just kind of drives
and
me
nuts.
And
it was a little bit dissonant, which
yes.
is exactly what they talked about in the last piece.
Yeah.
Right.
That she was smiling through the whole thing, and
but she had
and
an explanation
she,
for
she
that.
She did,
one.
But yeah, now
even
she,
though I didn't agree with that, but
I don't know.
What was the explanation?
She was happy,
happy
of
in
the
her
good
memories.
Times,
yeah.
the good times that they had shared in their relationship, or something. It was.
It didn't resonate with me,
no.
I gotta say.
Honey, it ain't that deep.
No.
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 No. And that's my one problem with Ryan is that she, I think they kind of wrapped it up in the decision to keep
right.
her today. She has to go deeper. She's gonna have to go inside of herself and pull out her guts. If you're
yeah.
gonna come on this show and say that you can do every dance and fight for the title of So You Think You Can Dance, the
yeah.
champion, the winner, or whatever, you got to leave it out on the floor.
Yep.
Your guts
yeah.
got to be like
yep.
smeared all
yep.
over the floor. And she's not there yet. Mentally, I think she's still in audition mode. Maybe
okay.
competition mode. I don't.
Well,
I think she needs to take it up a notch.
I might just go ahead and jump just a little bit to the very end to where she did her solo dance tonight. And I'm not going to say the results. Whatever, everyone knows if you saw it. But like, I feel like she's just a little immature.
Yeah.
And I feel like I was kind of watching like Jazz 101 in a way, like
mm-hmm.
Tremaine dance competition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Nigel said. He said, mm-hmm. you know, you didn't give it your all in your Dance for Your Life. You didn't.
But what did we say? We said she was scared.
Yeah. She was dancing scared. And she's a hair dancer.
She's
you were
definitely a hair
yeah.
dancer.
Ashanti called it.
I love, and
yeah.
don't get me wrong, I love a hair dance. I
uh-huh.
love some good hair. Like
yeah.
when your hair has its own choreography.
Remember in Glee when they actually said the
yes!
hair dance?
Yes,
yeah.
yes. When your hair has
yes,
its own
hair.
Choreography, I absolutely fall in love with you because it's almost like watching an extra wave.
Yeah.
Like an extension of
yeah.
your body when you're on
it
stage.
Is.
But
it can be a
it
distraction.
It definitely can be a distraction. And I think that's the one thing for me that doesn't work with her is once that hair flies off her face, it's that crazy smile that just is too many teeth.
Yeah,
it's too many teeth.
Speaking
of
somebody
shocker
to give her
for,
that note.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of shocker for me and a person who has no hair is
Melanie. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, okay, so we did skip last week because everybody was sick and everybody was busy and working, which is great. Yay. But, you know, Tammy and I last time we were like, oh my gosh, Jennifer Goodwin is what we call
yep.
her. She, I mean, 2 weeks ago was not catching my attention. I felt like a little uneasy watching her. Now I cannot wait to watch her.
Oh, wow.
Her like energy just like, oh, and her extension.
Wow, I completely disagree
you
with
do?
You because from the first audition, she was my favorite.
Oh, no.
She's been my favorite from the day she walked out on the stage.
She has a something special. Maybe it was just like a distraction to me because she looks so much like Jennifer Goodman.
Yeah, that could be.
I mean,
it's
like identical. I feel like I'm watching her on stage.
Yeah.
But I took that away, I took that aside, and now I'm like, oh, girl, you better
work. She's the one. She's one of the beasts.
She's different, and she's got that gut thing that
doesn't have.
That's what I'm saying. It's the the thing that Nigel has also been mentioning this season is that the girls are dominating this season
for sure.
And they are, to use my term that he kind of coined for
us,
exactly. Uh-huh. The beast of the show are the females.
Yeah.
And Melanie is probably queen beast is what Nigel coined her.
Yeah, he called
fantastic.
Her.
Fantastic.
I would love to know her background and her training. You know? I mean, and she's not like a super, super petite girl either.
No,
like,
no.
She's got, I don't want to like use this. I mean, if she's listening, whatever. I mean, you're gorgeous, but she's got like muscular legs. Mm-hmm. Like
She's built like a gymnast.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is. But like, she's not that whatsoever or big.
No.
Like, she just, like, you can tell that she can do whatever she wants to. I mean, she's got the body and those muscles that some of these other girls don't have.
Right.
I mean, I just obsess with her, like, her lines, you know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, let's move on to our next couple.
Mitchell and Caitlin, who did the Turning Tables piece that was...
Oh, yes.
With the two chairs, and he was in the...
She had the
bloody
nose.
He was in the foreground. knocked her in the face.
If you guys didn't see it, she got knocked in the nose. It was bleeding mid-dance.
Yeah.
And she still has a scab tonight.
Yeah. But what was really interesting, and what really made me enjoy this dance, was to actually get a chance to see Mitchell dance. Because the week previous, he had injured his elbow or whatever and had to sit... his dance out with her, and you could see it was just like tearing him up that he was in the audience.
He was
distraught about that.
Yeah.
But he got on stage last night and showed his ass,
really
and I loved it.
Yeah, he
Their
really
chemistry
did.
Was fantastic. It was amazing.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
It
that,
was gorgeous.
That leap where she used the chair as a trampoline.
Oh, yeah, and just bounced into his arms. Oh, it was
so
some sickening
beautiful. That was
choreography,
fabulous.
Too.
Fabulous,
sickening.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So then we had Missy and Wadi do the cha-cha. And he was really criticized by the judges about not being strong and not holding his carriage and all that kind of stuff. And his arms were weak.
His arms were weak. And I think another thing for... It's something that Kat and I were discussing a little earlier. For men, it's hard to do... To go from... Most men... American dance is not so hippie.
Mm-hmm,
if you dance more masculine, it's more up top and everything is stiff and kind of like macho.
Mm-hmm.
And for Latin dance, cha-cha especially, there has to be more of like
going on
hip.
Down.
It has
down.
To be
oh,
flow
exactly.
in the
yeah.
hips. And you, yep. if you're not able to loosen up in the mm-hmm. hips, then you're not going to get the feel of the dance. And that was the one thing I think that kind of pulled him out of that dance. His ability to free fall or whatever they call it, flip over the wall and climb walls and all that stuff, it just makes him too hard,
mm-hmm.
and he's not able to loosen up. And I think that was his downfall
mm-hmm.
in that dance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. yeah. But I love him. Absolutely love
him. I do,
him.
Too. I'm
sad
so,
to see him go.
So sad to see him go. He was beautiful.
Hey, can we go... Because we're actually talking about like what we saw tonight, too. Can we go back, too, and just say... If they're getting kept for this show?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, sure.
You know
of
what I'm
course.
Saying? So we started off with, who did you start off with tonight?
Ryan and Ricky, Ryan Mitchell and Caitlin.
Ryan and Ricky, so
they were in the bottom three. Right.
Yeah. And then our next one that we just chose were...
Wadi and Missy.
Mitchell and Caitlin,
and
then
I'm sorry.
Mitchell
and
Caitlin, and they got kept.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
And then now we're on to...
Missy and Wadi, who were in the bottom...
Three.
Right.
Bottom three.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we can just go ahead and like just
right,
say it.
Right.
We don't,
yeah. And the interesting thing about that dance with Wadi and Missy was highly praised throughout that dance by Mary Murphy and by Nigel for having great carriage, great performance, everything. Mm-hmm. Like she really sold the cha-cha and she ended up being sent home. And part of me thinks that it was just because there was nowhere for her to grow. I felt like watching her solo, she looks short.
Okay.
Like her arms and her legs, there was no extension. Like, there are some girls on the show
like
that have leg that just like go on forever.
Okay, so you're saying she has long torso, short legs.
That is what I saw.
Because dancers normally have long legs.
Yes. And short yes. courses. Yes. Or if anything,
right.
short
exactly.
courses. Yeah.
This one has legs. Yeah. No, but I felt
every
like...
every single show.
Right. I know.
I felt like Missy was kind of like dwarfed. Like her limbs are kind
but
of
I
not...
I loved watching her dance, though. I mean, her solo tonight was so much better than Ryan's.
True. True.
I mean, but what did you think, Tammy?
It was forgettable to me. But, okay. No, I will say Ryan's was not good.
Okay.
It was her final dance was not good. But, you know, Missy was just kind of...
And that's what I think it is.
It's the same sex appeal
that she's been giving since the first
audition.
I got
audition, it.
Show me something new.
Nothing changed.
Show me something
exactly.
new. All right. I'm not going to be a Ryan hater right now because I just figured out she danced for her life tonight. She, like...
Ryan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She had that... Yes, we said she was scared.
Yes.
But also it's like... You are scared when you're dancing for mm-hmm. your life. She had that something emotion, like, holy...
It was panic.
I'm panic, yes.
It was panic.
Like, another thing, like, the judges know your ability. They've seen you for weeks and weeks
right.
and weeks.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I love this show, because the judges get to pick the last people that get to stay, because otherwise you can have one bad night and be gone, and it's not fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can miss a note while you're singing and, like, you're gone, really?
Yeah.
So,
and that was, it was interesting, too, to have Ryan just kind of go out there and give this performance that was so all over the place. And, like you said, jazz 101 almost. Mm-hmm. Like, there was no turns, no pirouettes, no anything that was technically grounded. There was nothing that stuck and was solid in her performance tonight. It was just kind of all over the place, and it was kind of disappointing, but yeah. they kept her anyway, and I think it has a lot to do with the fact that she's been there 10 times. She's auditioned every season, and she's
yeah.
come close to
yeah.
top 20
but
a couple of times.
She can do all the dances.
Yes, she can.
And
she just gotta go deep. She's
so
gotta
much.
Go deep.
Yeah, she, and she, yeah. That's really
she's got to go
really
deep. She has yeah. to get out of this. A lot of it is these girls, maybe they're used to cheerleading performance
yeah.
or drill team performance where yeah. you have to have the permanent smile, the permanent grin, and it's just too much. And
I
when
just
you,
had a moment.
But what they're asking you to do on this show is be a performer.
Yeah.
And most times they're giving you story, they're giving you acting exercises to perform, like the dance with Sasha mm-hmm. and Alexander coming home, the mm-hmm. Puff Daddy song. Amazing. Amazing. My favorite dance of the night. And I think Tammy agreed with me
absolutely.
On that. It was absolutely amazing to watch.
That's the difference between a dancer and a performer. Like, you've got to be both. You know,
you have to be both. You have
what was
to.
Your epiphany?
I don't know. I just saw Melanie walking down that stage and I said, she's going to win. Like, she could win it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was weird. I don't know where it came from. I just saw her. I'm like, she's so interesting to me now. I don't know. I don't see Ron winning.
J-Lo to me. Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
She's like
yeah.
old school J-Lo.
Well, she Little Miss Thing just turned 19, and that girl has more sex appeal than I've seen
yeah.
on any, like, you know, 30-year-old.
Yeah.
Okay, so
then
going.
We had Yvette and Nick, and they did the Bollywood number, which was just...
And they're on screen right now.
Yeah.
We did not like.
I found it to be frantic.
I just don't think they should ever do Bollywood on So You Think You Dance anymore. It's boring to me. What, you like it?
Seeing this is my thing. If we're going to do a show called So You Think You Can Dance, and we're going to challenge people to do... every style of dance.
Yeah.
I think that's a great way. They definitely should include.
That.
Exactly.
Slumdog Millionaire was a couple years ago.
I know that. But Singing in the Rain was
a lot
but
longer
that's
decades
timeless.
Ago. Well, to some people, Bollywood is timeless.
That's what I'm saying. It's a different, you know, you have to go with it. The Bollywood number, I think it wasn't choreographed well.
Okay, I'll buy that.
You know what I'm saying? All over the place.
And they didn't do a good job representing it.
Right.
You know, they were, like I said, it was frantic. Their synchronization was
exactly.
off. They, you know, it looked like they were just running to every single,
mm-hmm.
you know, hit their marks and hit their, you know,
yeah,
get
because
their
they've done some Bollywood performances in the past
yes.
that were amazing.
Last year's. That girl, that blonde girl, what was her name? We watched it last year together. Ashanti, I forgot. Oh, my God, whatever.
It was so many names.
It was that good. But I just feel that Yvette, that is definitely not her style. Her style is ballroom. She is a world-class champion. I mean, that's what she
Ten
does.
Dance champion, yeah.
And like I said before, you know, when you're a ballerina,
yeah.
ballerina, you can't do jazz or musical theater or hip hop. Like, it just doesn't go with your body. You're too rigid. And I feel like she's just a little bit too rigid, but I have to give her props. From the time she started auditioning to now, she can do every genre.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And I mean, she's
a relatively short period of time, but she really even progressed in that little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I totally agree.
I agree. What was our next dance?
Robert and Miranda, The Woodpeckers.
Okay. I'm going to just say.
But Yvette and Ricky, they got in the top.
They're in the bottom three.
Yeah.
Robert and
Miranda.
This is a surprise for me because their dance last week was a goofy kind of Steve Urkel jive dance.
Yeah.
And I totally forgot about Miranda in that dance, and Steve Urkel kind of shined.
He stood out. Sure.
This dance, Miranda was definitely the highlight of the dance. Mm-hmm. Robert, I expected him to be good because he's a hip hop dancer and he's in his genre, but she just blew me out of the water. There was some technical like popping and locking things. Like, it was literally choreographed to every beat of that song. And that song
is fantastic.
Yeah. And it was amazing to watch.
What was the name of the song again?
It's called Break Your Neck by Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
And just every beat of the song they were dancing to, like Woodpeckers. It was fantastic to watch, and she hit every single beat of that song. She was phenomenal to watch. Robert was okay for me. Mm-hmm. He was okay for me, but that dance was definitely one of the number one dances of the night.
And it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was unusual. Yeah, yeah. It was not like anything else. Woodpeckers is your inspiration for a dance.
Wow. Yeah.
And Debbie Reynolds loved it.
She was a riot. I love her.
She even gave a Woody Woodpecker impression.
She was so funny.
She was fantastic. She was fantastic. She was a great guest judge, actually.
Mm-hmm. So then we had Clarice and Jess doing the Prince and the Princess number. Let's just say they
hated
had trouble with the lips. It wasn't smooth. He was better than she was, I thought.
Yeah.
And they should have been in the bottom three, I thought.
Definitely should have been in the bottom three. I think the saving grace for that couple was Jess.
Yeah.
Because
he was
so personable. And I think people kind of gravitate to him. Girls especially are going to love him. Watching him, he's very cute to look at. And he's really good at what he does.
No, he's excellent. He actually reminds me of another Broadway friend of mine. And he's petite, like him. And the kid can do everything, anything. He's actually a captain, you know.
Oh, right.
A dance captain.
Nice.
To be a dance captain, you know.
You have to be able to do everything. Yeah.
You do. And even though his lines aren't as long and gorgeous as Ricky's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Doesn't matter. Like, he's a performer.
They're different styles. Exactly.
Yeah.
He's definitely
he's
a performer.
Astaire.
Yeah,
yes.
For
yes.
sure. And
yes.
But the only thing is, he's not as strong lift-wise. He couldn't lift her.
Because he's just smaller?
Yeah, he's just smaller. Mm-hmm. And he's just not, I guess, not used to lifting people. And they're going to be challenging
again,
you to do that.
Okay, when you're in a Broadway show, in which he will be, like, they will make sure that he always is lifting the tiny, tiny, tiny
sure.
girl.
Sure,
right.
And on the show, the tiny girls are going to go or whatever. You know, it's going to be hard.
We'll see.
And
we'll
I
see
think that's why they ended up being kept. Because those are the only two that could match each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's nobody else short enough to match Jess. Mm-hmm.
So then we had Jordan and Tad do the waltz. And, you know, my thing with that was I was so happy to see Jordan do something other than sexy, sexy, semi-stripper.
Yes.
And it was surprising, and I just thought they were both fantastic in it.
Yeah.
It was beautiful to see something a little different for
her. I just love her personality. For some reason, I just feel like she's like the epitome of a dancer. Like, she's like fun and quirky and like just in her body. And I want her to go. I want to see what else she can do.
Mm-hmm. I do too. I'm leery though that
you
she,
are.
Yeah, it'll be, I really want to see if she can do it.
Yeah.
What she did tonight or last night was showing me that she does have some more room.
Me too.
So,
I feel like there's something we
that.
Haven't seen of her. Mm-hmm. I actually want to see her like vulnerable side. Like
that little girl.
The little girl that's like crying over there on the side because she's got these demons. Like, I want to see that.
Well, they'll definitely, it's going to, if she lasts long.
Like a Mia Michaels number.
She'll definitely
bring it
get
on,
challenged.
You know?
But even Tad in that dance last night was fantastic. He's a b-boy.
He was so surprising.
So strong. lines, everything. He was just so on point, and yeah. I was not expecting him to be able to deliver waltz, and he really came through.
Beautiful.
With holds and everything. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
So then we had Marco and Melanie doing the jazz number, the sing, sing, sing.
Yes.
And,
fantastic.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful,
fantastic dance.
Just over and over
they're,
again.
They're just a great pair, too.
Yes. Yeah, they're in love.
It's kind of not fair in a way, you know?
Yeah, but you have those pairings on the shows. There's always that one pair that just their chemistry is
on
just
fire.
So. Yes, and you just can't deny it. And then they get split up and then they fall apart.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Exactly.
And then, so then Sasha and Alexander doing the coming home piece, which just was. Was amazed.
Yeah.
By it.
Brilliant. It was.
And it was. It was cool. It's like Salute the Troops. Like, you know, it was neat.
The thing that his entrance where he was doing that, you know, that slow motion stutter move was just riveting.
And it's so interesting, too, that you bring that up, Tammy, because when I was watching it, it was, I think it happened in the dance with Mitchell and. What's his name?
Mitchell and
Caitlin. Caitlin, yeah. Their dance as well, because I think they were both choreographed by Nappy Tabs. They had this choreography where it was almost like it was going fast, it was speeding up, and then it was slow motion, and it was like you were fast-forwarding and rewinding the dance while you were watching it. And then it all kind of culminated at the end with them doing a reverse and kind of sitting down and doing the moves that they did at the beginning of the dance in reverse and then ending in their beginning position.
Yeah.
Fantastic
it
to
was,
watch.
It was absolutely fantastic. My favorite. You mentioned that before, and it was absolutely my favorite of the night.
Yeah.
And then we had Ashley and Chris doing the jailer one. And I really like that one.
And they actually made the top.
Yeah.
They made the top. What do you call it?
And I don't think that it was. You know what it is for me? I enjoyed the dance because I thought it was really creative to have the bars as their
the prop
and the choreography to be done around the bars. Mm-hmm. I think for me that is going to be a challenge too. I want to see what else Ashley can do because I know Ashley is a ballerina and she's trained in being perfect and pretty and all of those things. Yeah. And she always gives me the pretty smile.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her to be more sex last
me
night.
Me too.
I wanted more sex from her.
We were actually seeing it in the rehearsal more than we did in the performance. Yes. She was definitely sexier in the rehearsal, and that surprised me. One of the things I wanted to say about Chris was he has this little like coy smile that makes me think instantly of Jesse.
Oh.
Jesse has this cute little sideways coy smile.
Jesse.
And Chris did it, and I was like, oh my God, he just channeled Jesse for a second there. That was really funny.
But I really enjoyed the dance. I just feel like Ashley, I think she's probably another young girl that needs to be pushed out of her comfort zone.
She's so pretty to watch, you know.
Yeah.
And I loved the whole jail situation and the bars. And
it was fantastic.
I love it when they use props because it just gives you that imagery of what they're really doing. You
Me
know?
Too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
It was good.
Me too.
Well, cool. Well,
so then off were Waddy, Missy, Nick, and Yvetta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gone bye-bye.
Can we go back and talk about the opening number, though? The Nina Simone?
Oh, yeah.
It was
I'm sorry, but I can't wait to watch that again because, first of all, every single person had on the same outfit. And I was like, that's a sick outfit. I was like, Shanti, why aren't you, designing these costumes? Like, you could be, so amazing on here.
Yeah, it's a great. They do really wonderful things with the costumes on this show. Hair and makeup, costumes. The glam squad on this show is amazing. It's pretty amazing.
It's so much better than Idol. You know, because we watched Idol all season, and I'm like going, well, why don't they do that with those kids, you know?
Yeah.
Can we talk about Kat Dealy tonight, too? She looked absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
You know, my friend does her hair every single night.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
See,
uh-huh,
and sometimes it's hit and miss with Miss Kat Dealy because sometimes she'll have the perfect outfit and her hair and makeup will be a mess.
Right.
Or she'll have ugly outfit and hair and everything will be coiffed perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight she was on point with everything. The hair, the jewelry,
elegant.
The accessory, everything was so, the red, I love the red.
Loved
it was fantastic.
And I want to give a shout out to her too because I feel like I like know her now because her personality just shines, and you feel like she's just like just goofing around, right. just talking, you know, yeah. and she's like making all these funny faces. She does not give a shit,
right? She's
and it's charming.
Oh, right here, okay, everybody, if you're watching our show right now on Ustream, this little child
from
right
Rage
here,
Crew.
She is on Rage Crew. She is my favorite dancer in the whole world. Well, this one's good too, but the little girl,
her,
oh my god,
look at
oh
her!
Oh my god, I've never in my life seen a little child move like that or
How
flip like
is
that.
She can't be like. She's got to be like no more eight than or 10.
She's miniature. Maybe. She's got to be miniature for her age. She's probably like 10, but I mean, uh-uh. She looks like
personality,
she's
personality, dance moves. Look at the face. Look at the face.
Yeah, the face.
She gave me face. She danced, outdanced everybody on
What's
that stage.
What's the age group for So You Think You Dance? I think this child needs to be on
there. I don't know, but she killed everybody on that stage. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
We just kept going. Go back to her.
Yes.
This is what you call camera time.
Yeah.
Okay?
She worked
this child
it out.
Has camera time.
She worked it out, though, because every time the camera was on her, she gave you face, and she worked it out.
Speaking of camera time, again, I want to reiterate that, you know, Ron is always in front center.
Featured.
Front center.
Always. Yeah. Even when they are wearing hats like men, you're like, that's her.
Yeah.
Because those lips. But anyway.
And that crazy teeth. Yeah, she has horse teeth. I can't take it.
Oh, you're so bad.
But we also had another guest guest performance by LMFAO. They performed Party Rocking, and that's one of my favorite songs. And they actually got up there and
Do
danced,
you have that song,
which
Jessie?
Is really funny, which was
Let's
really interesting because I didn't know that they can dance.
We rewinded it because we wanted to watch it
again.
It was so fun. And I didn't know the Afro guy. What's his name again?
I don't know their names, but they're both related to Berry Gordy. Yeah. One is Berry Gordy's son, and then the other is the grandson. So they're related to money, basically, to the industry.
Well, he don't look like it.
Right.
He looks all ragged. He's living on the streets.
Yeah.
They're into the talent. They're related by talent, I guess.
What's the shuffle? I want to learn the shuffle.
The shuffle is actually kind of like a updated version of the Running Man. And they were doing it in their performance, so it's kind of like a fast version.
I'll be here on the mic.
Well, we got to get to the part where they sing shuffling. Come on, DJ. Everybody. Here we go. Shake that.
I got to learn this one.
And it's just like fast movement. You're doing the Running Man, the Roger Rabbit.
I got my MC Hammer pants on tonight.
So, I actually just learned that dance from my nephew.
He's
10 years old. He teaches me all the new school dances. So, the shuffle. Yeah.
The shuffle.
That was so fun.
Can I take a lesson, Ashanti?
For sure. For sure. Uh-oh.
You're After Buzz TV.
Okay, so here are our predictions.
Okay.
You're first, Ashanti.
It's kind of hard because we already got people voted off, so I don't know what predictions we can really give. The only prediction I can give
for next week.
I don't know that
catch
it would
your
be
breath,
a
predi- catch your breath.
Yeah, I'm really shuffled out now. No, I feel like
I'm shuffled out.
I'm so shuffled out.
You better trademark that.
Right. So, no, the only thing that I can really say, I don't know that it would be a prediction. I would definitely say that I'm expecting for everyone to challenge themselves more in regards to the notes that the judges gave them, whoever was in the bottom three. If you need to dig deeper in performance, give me something different than you've given us before. Mm-hmm. Facial expressions. Go out there and perform like it's your last. Give us your all the time, and just forget about the competition for a minute and have fun. And I think that's what it really is about having fun. And that would be my only thing. I don't know that I would have a prediction. I don't know what we can predict on.
I don't either, because they're all so good. And I really don't want to choose, but there is one girl that really hasn't caught my attention.
Oh.
And the girl, I don't even know, Miranda, I think, the one with the curly hair. Like,
Miranda.
Yeah, it is Miranda.
She's got a sick body, but I don't know. She hasn't caught my eye yet. Every other girl has. All the guys have caught my eye except for, like, I think it's maybe Tad did this time. He actually did. Mm. It's the other
Tad
one.
Was
anyway.
I guess if I had to give a prediction, it would probably be Alexander, who's actually Sasha's partner.
Oh, yeah.
He's... Another person probably needs to bump
up
his personality.
I'm going to cut y'all off because it's a wrap. It's a wrap on AfterBuzz TV, So You Think You Dance.
We gotta go.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Wednesday or Thursday, we'll let you know. We might be back on a dance night. So keep in tune with us on AfterBuzzTV.com. Bye, y'all. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Phil. Love you, Shanti. Love you, Tammy. And signing off. Kitty cat.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.